again. Welcome. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this Wednesday, December 11th. How's it going, friends? It's Dave here, staring at my show notes, prepared to tell you exactly what the heck happened on the show today in chronological order. Sports news was our leadoff hitter today, followed by Elton John auctions that caught our interest. Package morality was brought up today, as well as Christmas movies. And Clapton showed up in Song Stories today. Kentucky Fried Chicken is making the news for a rather strange Christmas accessory. It was Long Song Wednesday. Steve gave an extra strong spin of the wheel today. See where that landed. And we busted another one of John's Christmas balls, but I can't play it for you. You gotta tune in live to find out which number ball gets busted every morning. 7:30 is when we put out the plea. 7:40 is when it gets crushed. Tune in, win. Never know what great prize you're gonna get. Okay, here we go. It's podcast time right here, right now. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
I realize that, everybody's still talking football. I can't believe that Alshon Jeffery is now out for the rest
of
the year.
Well, it's par for the course.
That guy's always injured,
Yeah.
I mean, he was injured when he won the Super Bowl. We just didn't know it.
Yeah, right. He did the rotator cuff. It's par for the course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I gave up on this season at the Miami game.
Yeah, I think most people did.
Right. And but it just gets worse by the day. And, enough of this. They could still make it to the play. Come on.
We can, though.
We can.
Technically we can.
No one wants to win it this year.
If we do, do you really believe that we're going to get past round one?
No.
Okay.
No way in hell.
So for me, for the rest of the season, the Eagles game is background sound. I'm not going to sit there and watch it. I'll just listen while I do other things.
Through the first quarter, second quarter, and about midway through the third quarter of the game on Monday night, I was thinking 5-11 sounds like a pretty good record to go into the draft with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. All right. Speaking of players, the Phillies got D.D. Gregorius.
Yeah. Weird for a one-year deal, though. That was a little strange to me, but I'll take it.
I think it has something to do with maybe health issues or, hey, we don't have all of the money right now. Take this and we'll fix it in a year.
Yeah. You got the $20 million. I almost said $20,000. I wish it was $20,000 going to Arrieta, which is garbage.
All right. Yeah, but he got like about $14 million.
Yeah.
Must be tough, especially with Christmas here and only $14 million guaranteed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Before CCR, Elton John, Bernie Taupin's original handwritten lyrics to your song sold at auction on Monday for $237,575. All right, Benny and the Jets went for $87,500, and the Border song went for $3,100. But Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Candle in the Wind, which were estimated to go between $150,000 and $250,000, while Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, had a pre-sale estimate of $100,000 to $200,000. All three of them didn't sell.
They didn't sell at
all?
Was there a minimum that they established?
Maybe their estimates, but no, they were looking for $150,000 to $250,000 for a Candle in the Wind. I can understand
that's crazy.
That one.
You can get two bananas duct taped to the wall for that money.
That's true. All right. But that's about it. That is about it. So if you're looking for a Christmas present for somebody, the lyrics to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and Candle in the Wind are available to you.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
We were talking about this. Speaking of gifts, we were talking about this the other day about what is stealing and what is not.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So a package comes to your house. Amazon sends you something. Mm-hmm. Right. 2 days later, another Amazon package comes. Same thing. You got one, though. You got the one you ordered. You paid for it and all of that. Now a second one comes by accident. The exact same thing addressed to you, right? Do you keep it and is it stealing?
You keep it and it's not stealing.
You keep it
as long as my name is on it and it's not, like Mr. Rogers from across the street.
Right.
Yeah, definitely keep it. What do you think? I'm gonna go to Kohl's.
What?
To the trouble to return it.
Right. Actually, you are legally allowed to keep it according to FTC rules. If they send you something, unless it's something you signed for and you knowingly knew you did not order.
Okay.
Other than that, if they send you something and then they send it to you again, right? Enjoy it. Gift it to somebody. Do whatever you want with it.
Flip it.
They realize
Bezos can let it go.
Yeah.
He can suffer a little.
Well, you know what's wild? A lot of times, because this story actually includes stories of people calling Amazon and saying, hey, you sent me this thing twice, and it was like too much of a bother for them to send you a label and all that stuff. Right, and they just went, keep it. It's yours. Do whatever you want with the damn thing, you know? So. Well, there you go. You're safe with that, folks.
Nice.
You're safe with that.
That actually happened to me with wine glasses that we ordered on our honeymoon in Italy.
Uh-huh.
They shipped them over. They go through customs, and they sent the entire wrong glasses, like totally different shape. So I got in touch with the company, and they said, keep them. We'll ship the new ones over. So I've got to
put
some wine glasses.
You know who else
Italy.
Does that? Chewy. Chewy.com?
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they send
yeah,
you wrong.
With the dog food?
Not only if they send you the wrong thing, not only do they send you the new thing. They send you the new thing and like a gift card.
Oh, really?
Right?
That's
cool. Or like a 15% off your next order thing. So I love Chewy.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9. MGK.
Hey, has anybody seen a Christmas movie yet? Anybody?
A Christmas movie?
Yes, The Snowman.
Yeah, you've already watched The Snowman?
Well, it's only like 22 minutes.
All right, come on. That's a sit down, by myself watch movie.
For you?
Yeah. Lisa's like, I've seen this already. And I'm every year, I'm just like, I don't even bother to ask her. Right. Hey, I'm going to watch Snowman.
Off on your own.
Just go in my office, put it on, and just I love that. I love that movie.
Please, no falsetto.
I've been watching 25 Days of Christmas.
Are you watching 25 Days?
Yeah. Freeform.
ABC Family.
Yeah, Freeform.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
There are some.
Seen the Santa Claus 45 times already.
You just understood it. You just understood what it meant. The pun 2 years ago.
I was a child.
Do you know what you won't be able to stream, like if you're using Netflix or anything like that? Right, there are a whole bunch of movies that are not available.
Anything Disney.
All right, right. Well, anything Disney right now. Elf, you will not see on the streaming system. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I never saw Elf, and I refuse to. It's gotten to the point where it's like it's been so long. Everybody raves about it. Nope,
it's not great. It's great.
I'm Will Ferrell'd out.
Right. Now, this is when he was good. Well, as long as we're on that, Home Alone or Elf?
Home Alone. Obviously.
I think Home Alone.
Really?
Yeah, which I've seen 44 times in December. So
I'm
far.
Probably up there, too.
What about you, Sin?
Oh, Elf, definitely.
Really?
Home Alone.
I'm going to put this up on Facebook.
All right.
I'm curious as to what the audience
It's a pretty
thinks.
Good battle.
I love them both, but I came up with Home Alone.
No, I'll go. But the other films, Elf, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I've noticed that's
one's
not available.
That one's hard to find.
Polar Express, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, I think CBS owns that. So The Grinch That Stole Christmas, one of the two of the networks. I have that forever. Four Christmases.
What's that? Is that the Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. John Favreau.
Yep.
They go to Vegas. They're gamblers.
Frosty the Snowman. The Holiday. I love The Holiday.
Jack Black?
Jack Black. What's her face from Titanic?
Kate Winslet.
Cameron Diaz. And who is the English guy?
That's sort of in that Love Actually vein.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I love Love Actually.
Right. And he gets all weepy in the end. Oh, it's great. It is spectacular.
Now, who gets weepy? You or the...
The English guy. Jude Law.
Jude Law.
He gets all weepy in the end. And there's a big thing about how easily he becomes weepy. He's the film version of John DeBella.
Yeah, seriously.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Piazza Auto Group. Shop 14 different brands at 22 locations or online at PiazzaAutoGroup.com. During a songwriting session, Clapton announced that he wanted to write a song called Lay Down Sally. So him and two of the band members, this guy, George Terry, and a woman named Marcy Levy, who was a background vocalist for him, right, sat down and they started working on the song. They finished the song up and, you know, okay, now they got the music. At which point, well, I'll let Marcy Levy explain what happens then.
You got to go back to the hotel tonight and write the lyric. So that night I went back to the hotel, finished the song. And I came back the next day, had the lyric, we recorded it. 5 or 6 months later, the manager came in and said, guess what, you're number 30 in the charts. And we couldn't believe it because it's something that happened so quick. Very spontaneous thing, and one of those very simple songs that you don't really pay attention to when you're writing it and recording it. It just happens so easily. A few weeks later, it was, hey, you're in the top five. It really surprised me.
The John DiBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
You know, we haven't been doing fashion for the longest time, but there are a lot of wacky, you know, Christmas things that have come out. And I'm not sure, I mean, you know, do you have a morning tradition, Cindy, on Christmas morning? Do you like to, like, you know, get up maybe before the kids and, you know, family and get
do
some
it. The last couple of years, I've still been putting the gifts under the tree.
Really?
Christmas morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Christmas morning, I'm always up first. I'll be in the living room with the fire going, you know, and I'm in my robe and I got my coffee and I'm just waiting for, you know, Lisa and the dogs to come down, and I'm waiting for them, and then they do come down and Lisa complains about something because she's in a Grinch outfit.
Turn the thermostat up.
Right, right. And, you know, and no, her, it's down.
Oh, jeez.
Right, it's never cold enough in the house for her. Right, right. Cindy would become an icicle in my house. All right, you know, but. Something that can make the home fires just that much better. You know, there's nothing more, you know, comforting than the smell of fried chicken. Well, yeah. The folks at KFC have teamed up with the folks at Walmart to bring you scented fried chicken logs. The 11 herbs and spices in a fire log, right? It's only there for a limited time. Makes your fireplace finger looking good. You know, this is serious.
Is this for real? Like,
this is for real.
First off, who even has a fireplace for the most part anymore?
A lot of people, Dave. Not everybody's working with one of those potbelly stoves like you do.
I went pellet. I'm never going back.
Right. Each log is $19, $18.99.
Really? Wow. I'll try one of those for my next bonfire party.
Well, yeah, you could do that or break it up into pieces and put it in your potbelly stove.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever. Touch.
John DiBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
You touch it!
MGK.
The Wheel of Long Songs on the Wheel this week. Let's see. This is left over from Debbie from last week.
Oh.
Jackson Browne's Loadout Stay. Okay. Also on the Wheel, Outlaws, Green Grass, High Tides, Grand Funk, I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home. The listener pick, a lot of great listener picks came in this morning. Yours is No Disgrace from Yes, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. A lot of great, I mean, really great suggestions for the listener pick this morning. But let's spin the wheel, see where it lands. Of course, the two bonus slots. There we go. That's a good spin there, Steve.
I just figured I'd get us to the 8-10 break.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Oh, on the yellow.
We just missed.
What's on the
just
yellow?
Just missed the listener pick. Oh, I was so hoping for a listener pick today, too, because like I said, there are so many good ones that have managed to come out there. But this morning, we are going out to sea, ladies and gentlemen. Spend some time with the captain and get a little closer to home. Grand Funk Railroad, and I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home, from the Wheel of Long Songs. I really wanted to listen to it. We got such great listener suggestions this morning. Fanfare for the Common Man from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. ELO's Rollover Beethoven. Isn't It a Pity from George Harrison. And, of course, John Weiss, who's there every week with Chicago's I'm a Man. Right? You know,
keep trying. You'll get there.
Yeah, he'll get there. Well, no, he was the guy for about a year. kept suggesting Los Barkahari Heel Boys.
Oh, was that him too?
But yeah, yeah, that was him also. So in memory of Elizabeth Reed. Just a lot of great, great songs this morning. And unfortunately, didn't land on listener pick. It landed on Closer to Home. So next Wednesday, maybe a listener pick will make it on the air.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.